Okay.
Welcome everybody again to Ashley's interview. I mean introduction, sorry. Go ahead, Ashley.
Go, okay. Ashley.
Whenever you're ready.
Hi, yeah. Guys.
Hello.
Welcome back to another episode of Get Real, hosted by me, Ash.
Me, BM. I was about to say Benil.
All right, we got a new duo, Benil in the house.
We won.
Benil. All right.
Yes. I was thinking BM, I read Benil.
All right, then I'll go with PM. Yeah, I'm Benil of B2B.
And this is a podcast where we get honest about all the ups and downs of young adulthood. And today we have our special guest back in the studio, Joe!
Let's go, Joe!
She's also the host for Dive's new podcast.
Which is called…
Oh. Yeah, Beauty Bar.
Yeah.
Beauty Bar.
Yes.
Hey, I knew that.
All right. And since we do have the host of Beauty Bar in the studio today, we're going to talk about self-care.
Oh, self-care.
This is a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Self-care.
Yes. Yeah. I feel like this term became more popular over the years to kind of demonstrate our needs to take care of our overall well-being. And of course, it's not just about like the physical, but also the mind and our moods, as stress will always be a factor in our lives. So how do we take care of ourselves? And how do we put us first before others?
Just do it. Be selfish. Just kidding. Just do it.
Before we get into it, guys, make sure to follow us on our socials at The Dive Studios or leave us some comment on our full episode videos at youtube.com/divepods. And make sure to subscribe to the podcast on Spotify and Apple Podcasts and leave a 5-star review.
Do it.
5 stars.
5 stars only.
Dun, dun, dun,
and good comments.
Dun, dun. Okay.
It's about to get rude.
Can you start with the first question, Ashley? What's the first question on the script, Ashley?
Shut up.
Come on. I got
please
the answer.
Keep that can in you, there. It's
I
funny.
Got the answer.
Shut up. Okay, guys.
Please
so,
lead.
What is self-care?
Self-care, duh.
What?
What?
Self-care.
It's
taking care of yourself.
Yes, it is. You're right. Okay. Well, do you remember when you first heard of self-care?
Today.
Really?
Really?
No.
No.
Oh, okay.
I think after I turned like 24, 25 is when like people really started saying like, hey, you're going to start hitting those ages where you really got to start taking care of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, dude, I don't want to hear this right now.
Kind of like what you said in the intro about how over the years the term got super popular. Mm-hmm. I think I learned about this term being a thing on the internet like 3-4 years ago.
Mm.
Like when I first moved to Korea. So maybe that's 24.
Oh yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Was
that
it,
is 24.
Was 25. It got more popular over the years or did we just become the age where we needed to start caring about it?
I think it became… Oh. A little bit of both.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I think, man.
Blow your mind.
I don't remember when I first exactly saw the term self-care, but I feel like these days I've been seeing a lot about self-care on like the internet, like Instagram, like social media and like YouTube because of Corona, like
yeah.
COVID-19.
Yeah. Especially like quarantine and everything too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just having to stay home. People are trying to take care, better care of their mental health. Just physical. So yeah, it is very important. Mm. So how do you guys practice self-care?
Eat healthy, work out.
Yes.
Yeah.
Keeping blood flow right is pretty big.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Staying Best fit, body. Stay in the gym. If you can't be in the gym, do home workouts. Staying active.
Everything I don't do.
Yeah.
Okay, well, what do you
and
do?
For your mentals, you gotta be woke.
You gotta be…
Self-care, if you type it in for gifts on Instagram, you just see a bunch of skincare gifts, right?
Oh.
But I don't think self-care is just skincare or makeup.
Yeah.
Kind of like what you said about working out. I think that could be self-care too.
Yeah. You know what my dad told me? He told me… So there was a time when I came to Korea, I was kind of drinking a little bit too much on a basis.
Mm-hmm.
And he was telling me, what good is working out if you're going to be wrecking your body like that every weekend?
Mm-hmm.
And he used the analogy, a Ferrari doesn't have an engine of like a Pinto. You know what I mean? I'm just like, dang, that's a good analogy. Like, there's no point of trying to look good in the outside. You gotta be healthy in the inside too.
Yeah. What's a pinto?
Like, it's a like bean. No, 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 no.
Wait, what?
All right, bad analogy. Bad analogy.
Is that
pinto? Pinto
is like a
car.
Small engine it's for a very.
I was looking up the definition of self care.
Oh, uh-huh.
So I kind of zoned out and then I zoned back in and I only heard pinto. So I don't. What?
What's pinto?
So pinto is a car. I think it's like one of those really, really old.
Classic cars?
Like the small cars.
Let me look up a picture.
I have no idea.
Right, well, while he looks up pinto car, self-care. It is a noun and it is the practice of taking action to preserve or improve one's own health.
Yes, taking action.
And also the practice of taking an active role in protecting one's own well-being and happiness in particular during periods of stress.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That is the dictionary definition of self-care, guys. Yeah.
So you guys like working out. What do you like to do?
I think the more obvious things, like you said before, I do like getting a facial treatment like every once or twice. No, well, every once, every like…
Every
no,
once,
once
or twice.
Every
you know, yeah. Not thrice, but once or twice. Every once or twice.
No, like once every week or 2 weeks.
Uh-huh.
And you know, like just
like
getting nails done or like getting hair done. Stuff like that. Mm-hmm. It gives you, you know, temporary gratification. Mm-hmm. But then like…
And it's like stress relief too, right?
Yeah. I mean,
it also makes you feel pretty.
Mm-hmm. So at the end, you're like, huh. But then I think these days, it's more like talking to loved ones. Mm. Drinking wine. Occasionally, not too much.
Mm-hmm. And, why? Why not too much?
Because in the long run, that will be just damaging to your body, which will have…
Yeah, Joan.
You know,
yeah,
that's good for your kidneys.
You know,
your
kidney.
Or wait, not
you know,
liver.
Liver.
I think my self-care has changed because my job is to do skincare,
your
makeup,
job.
And nails. So personally for me… If I have time off, I like to read a book. Mm. And that is self-care to me.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's good for the mind.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stopped. Opt out. Individual results may vary. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You've lost so much weight. How'd you do it?
I got medical treatment for weight loss through Zelty and lost 50 pounds. I struggled for the longest time, but Zelty makes it easy and affordable to get weight loss treatment 100% online. Zelty providers can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications clinically shown to help people lose weight, like Wegovy, Zepbound, and others.
I've heard those medications can help you lose weight, but aren't they expensive?
Zelty can help get the medication covered by insurance, so it's as little as $0 a month.
What if you don't have insurance?
No problem. Zelty may be able to help you get other GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% off the price of name brand medications.
I'm ready to start losing weight. How do I get started with Zelty?
Just text.
Text SUNNY to 200-300 to get started today with Zelty and see if weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound are right for you. Don't wait. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text SUNNY to 200-300. That's SUNNY to 200-300. SUNNY to 200-300.
What do you do, Pinyol?
Me?
Yeah.
I don't know. You guys
watch
know.
Watch Netflix.
I know.
I mean, besides that, like watch Netflix maybe?
Yeah, Netflix. I like massages.
Didn't you get it often?
I get one once a week just because my body, I have like literally like 50 knots that are just like growing.
It's because you work out too much.
It's because I work out and like I have bad posture. So.
And you don't stretch, do you?
I do stretch, actually. Yeah.
Really?
That's what's like freaking me out these days. Like the knots won't go away. I go every week and it's still the same pain every week. They're like, it should be getting better. I'm like, it's only staying the same. I'm like…
It's only staying the same.
No.
Huh.
But it's not getting worse.
That's good, I think, right?
I'm thinking like it's keeping me like in a… I mean, I'm not getting healthier, but I'm not getting any unhealthier.
Working out. So yeah, if you're just doing it to kind of be healthy, then I think it is self-care. But if you're doing it… to be like a bodybuilder or something and you go kind of extreme,
then
I think it's worse for your body because you got to start dieting so you're not getting the proper nutrients and you're kind of stressing your body out too.
Mm-hmm.
So like a certain point, I think it's self-care, but then afterwards it's worse, I think.
Yeah. Like the basic things of self-care, I guess, is like working out, drinking a lot of water and getting good sleep because that's really important too. But do you guys feel like you practice that? Well, like drinking water and sleeping regularly. I don't know if Joan doesn't really. I feel like
I don't think she does
really
any
either.
Of those. No, I've been trying to drink a lot more water recently.
Okay.
So I get a lot of sleep. It's just not at the proper time.
Yeah, he sleeps at like 5 o'clock in the morning
and wake up when?
Like 3?
So these days I've been sleeping in between like 6 or 8 a.m.
That's and when I wake up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then I'll wake up around like 2 or 3 p.m.
That's still a good amount.
Still, yeah. So I'll get a lot of sleep. It's just, I think more than the amount of sleep, I think time is pretty important too because of like the sun and everything.
Yeah.
So I'm getting a lot of sleep, but I'm just not sleeping at the right time.
Mm-hmm. They say the best time to be asleep is from 10 to 2. That's your body is like.
Mm-hmm. That's like the crucial, like critical hours or whatever it's called.
For like rejuvenation for your body, I guess.
Wow, you guys are self-care kings. You guys know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Please come to the beauty bar to share your tips.
Yeah. I have no tips, but I'll go to get some tips.
Me too.
Because we actually did talk about this.
Mm-hmm.
About drinking water.
Oh, so it should
water.
Be a review for you then.
Yeah, you know, what a coincidence.
Okay, so what do you do?
what do you do?
I try to drink water because it's easiest one on the list.
No, she does.
Yeah.
Okay.
I do. I try my best.
Because I've only seen wine going into your body.
Yeah.
I kind of have to remind her to drink water drinking wine.
Yeah.
But
she's like my water coach whenever I drink.
I'm the water police.
Yeah, she's water.
From what I heard, I don't know if it's like the same with every alcohol. I'm sure it has to do with like how much alcohol is in it. But I heard you're supposed to drink twice the amount of water
than
alcohol.
Like,
yeah. So like let's say you're like taking shots of like… Since we're in Korea, let's say you're taking like a shot of soju. I heard you're supposed to take like 2 shots of water.
Mm.
Well, I do
but
like…
But I don't know anything about drinking, so I don't know.
No, that makes sense though because alcohol, it dehydrates you a lot.
I just always take a sip of water after I take a sip of my drink, like whatever it is.
That's good.
That's so good. And she sees me and she's like, water. She'll bring me water.
Yeah, drink water. Because you don't want a hangover the next day and like give
you a
headache.
I don't get hangovers.
No. Well, lucky you.
Blessed then. You
blessed
then. 진짜. I get mad hangovers.
Maybe you're just hungover all the time because you're dehydrated.
That's messed up.
No, wait, isn't hangover like… I heard the main reason for hangovers is because like everything's just dehydrated.
Yeah.
So if you're not drinking water on a daily basis, maybe you're just always dehydrated. So you don't know what a hangover feels like.
I never realized how much I drank water until I started hitting my one of my friend's studios, right? His bathroom isn't a part of his studio. Mm-hmm. So I got to go outside, go around the building to the back.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
gotta,
those are so annoying.
I gotta like… There's like a gate too. So I gotta like undo the thing, go in, and then punch in the numbers and then go in. Mm-hmm. Like there's a whole process to that shit, right?
Yeah.
But every time I go, I'm just like, damn, again? Like I gotta go up the stairs, go to the bathroom, open the gate. As I'm leaving the gate, I gotta close the gate. It's cold as balls. So I gotta like run back. I did that like 10 times. Like, dang.
In a span of like how…
Shoot, like
hours?
3 hours. I'm just like, go.
Well, I mean, it's probably worse right now because you're probably drinking way more water to kind of, right?
Like
fill yourself up a little bit, right?
Yeah.
Oh, no, but are you like recording in the studio?
That too.
Oh, because when you record, like, because your throat gets dry, so you constantly drink. So I do know what it feels like to
have
to go to the bathroom so often. But.
Yeah, dude.
So you guys probably all drink a lot of water because you're always in the studio.
I mean, yeah, back then.
Make it sound like it's like 10 years ago. Back in the old days.
I did. But I did. Before adulting though, I did live that really healthy lifestyle where I slept at like 10 p.m. and woke up at like 7 a.m., go straight to the gym. But after adulting, it's really hard to do that. Well, I think first of all, because my work ends at 10 p.m.
Yeah.
So when I get home, it's like 10:30. And when I wash up and get ready for bed, it's like 12, 1. And then I try to like work a little bit before I sleep. So I go to sleep at like 2 a.m. And then I've been waking up a little later at like 9. So
9 a.m.?
Yeah, 9 or 10-ish.
That's late.
He's like, not even bedtime.
Kind of. But I did feel so much better back then, like physically and mentally. I think I was just more like refreshed. And these days I wake up feeling a lot more groggy. So I do miss those days. But I don't know how easy it would be to go back.
Wait, what time do you go to work?
I go to work at like 6:30. I leave my house at 6:30 p.m.
You wake up at 9?
Yeah.
What are you doing
in between that time?
Yeah.
I edit and I film and
eat.
I prepare the radio script.
I think you could squeeze in a workout.
I know, but it's not.
No, but this girl, whenever she sleeps over, she stretches.
I just stretch, but
she stretches.
I mean, that's better than nothing.
30 minutes.
That's better than nothing.
I feel like you are very good with self care. Because sometimes when I randomly FaceTime her, she would have a mask pack on. She has that, robot-looking mask.
Oh, yeah. I've seen that. I was like…
The LED mask.
The hell is going on? We got Iron Man up in here.
She knows how to take good care of herself. And she has been doing it for decades, actually. Because her mom has been…
Oh. How many decades have you been alive?
Yeah, wait,
hey, almost three.
Just
okay?
Three.
Almost three, yeah.
Almost three. Yeah.
No, precisely three, I think. No,
yeah, right. Almost three.
Almost three.
Sorry.
Almost. Not there yet.
Not American age.
Okay.
What, you got one more year for three decades, right?
Like 8 months.
Yeah.
Oh, 8 months?
I still feel like I'm still in my 20s, though.
That's
I still feel like I'm in high school.
Really?
Yeah.
Like
my mentality. It stopped. After I came to Korea and I like stopped going to school and everything, I feel like my mentality just poop.
That's straight, bro. As long as it doesn't go backwards.
I hope not. Sometimes. I don't know.
As much as self-care is about like doing things too, like we mentioned, like working out and drinking water and getting good sleep, I feel like it's being able to say no to like saying no to things that you don't want to do. Because I feel like when I was younger, I wanted to please everyone and I wanted to be on everyone's good side. So when people asked me for favors or when people said, let's hang out, it would always be, okay, yes. And I would never cancel because I felt bad. I felt like a flaker. But then now I learned to, I think, put my self first. So if I'm really not feeling good or if I don't feel like it, then… I mean, it's not like, oh, I don't feel like going out today. I'm going to cancel. It's not like that. But if I really feel like I'm at a state where I feel unstable, then
like
I
shouldn't go out.
Yeah, like I'll be like, oh, I'm so sorry. I don't think I can go out today. And then of course, your friends will understand. And I've become more understanding of other people who cancel too. Because before I would be like, how dare they flake on me? How dare you cancel? And I would take it personally.
Do you know who I am?
But now I'm just like, oh yeah, I understand. Because they might be going through something too.
Saying no is definitely a hard thing. But a friend once shared a thought. It's, I canceled our plans for me. I like that. Right?
I canceled our plans for me.
Yeah. Because sometimes you just need time off. Does that make sense?
You don't need time off?
No.
He's always down.
That's true. He's a very down. Social person. Yeah.
I'm so bored these days.
Really?
Yeah.
Call us over.
So it's like whenever someone's like, hey, what are you doing? I'm like, yeah, what time? Where?
I'm on my way out.
Where and when? What do you want to eat?
Do you ever get overwhelmed by being with people too often or too much?
No, I'm by myself these days.
Oh.
My schedule these days is wake up at like 2 or 3. And then I'll have like a bowl of cereal. And then I'll take vitamins. And then I'll go to the gym.
Self-care.
And I'll work out. And I'll come home. And I'll have some protein. And then I'll get dinner. And then I'll work out. Or I'll wash up. Not work out. I'll wash up. And then I'm just at home till like 6 a.m. again.
You should film A Day in My Life for YouTube.
That's going to be so boring.
I think
it's going to be the best.
It's going to be like, wait, is this the first day or the 10th day? It's the same shit. What's going on?
Yeah.
So do you reach out to people first and ask them to hang out?
No.
Why?
Yeah, reach out.
No, I feel like you hit me up. Maybe he just doesn't like you guys.
Wow. Messed up.
Thank you.
That was such a nice little…
And then you guys live so far.
You live far.
Not really. No, you guys
you
do. Wait.
You guys live
where
so
do you,
far.
Where do you live? I know where you live. Yeah. Where do you
I
live?
I live in
now?
Yongsan. Yongsan-gu.
She That's lives like true. 7 minutes away from me.
Yeah, so yeah. far.
No, you're far.
You're far.
You're just too far into the east side.
So far.
Is that opposite direction from where I'm at?
No, it's like a triangle.
You're right here. Yeah.
So like,
this
let's
is
say,
Camille.
Let's say we're
this
looking at Seoul map, right? Uh-huh. I'm like right here, you're right here, and they're here.
Oh, okay.
It's like a triangle.
So it's similar yeah. distance between me and them and mm-hmm. you. Huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
But like a lot of our friends moved to Itaewon recently.
Yeah.
So we're kind of close to each other. And Peniel's the only one that's like, bleh. So.
No, Itaewon's like 15, 20 minutes. And then your guys is like another 15, 20 minutes.
I am a 7,000 won cab ride away from Itaewon. That is really close.
Yeah, you're an hour drive away from
you.
My
house. No, only when there's traffic.
On traffic days.
Like, okay,
yeah.
without traffic, it's still 30 minutes.
Yeah.
So like just I said, Itaewon's like 15, 20 and then you guys are another 15,
Whatever,
20 minutes.
Whatever, then don't come.
That's why I didn't hit you up.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Okay, I guess we'll always meet here at the Dive Studios.
Self-care. Can't stress about driving.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding, but I just don't want to… You guys seem so busy.
Yeah.
I look on… What's it called? Instagram? Like your guys' stories? You're always like filming TikToks or YouTube?
Yo, I am on that game.
You too? But you don't film like your own TikToks? You're always on someone else's TikTok?
I'm like, Ashley, film this with me. Yeah.
Yeah, it's true.
I think it's the opposite way for me. I told myself after doing vlogging every day, mm-hmm. I was like, I'm not meeting more than… three different plants. Does that make sense?
Plants?
Yeah, so like, you're not making three
I don't want to have more than one plant a day.
Oh.
So nowadays, I just have one slot and I'm good.
Mm. Yeah, because I remember you'd be like, lunch at 12, coffee with another person at 3, and then a meeting at 5, and then mm-hmm. dinner with someone else at 6 p.m. and then go home and then like…
Yeah, yeah.
You know
that was
that,
me.
You know what that means, Joan?
That was 25-year-old Joan.
You know what that means, Joan?
What?
You're old now.
Yeah, I feel it.
Yeah, the energy level is just…
Yeah. I watch my old vlogs. Ugh, I don't want to, but when it comes up,
did you just get your own vlogs?
Back then, I was so much more alive, and I would go to one. I would actually go from Hongdae to Gangnam in one day because I have to.
We can't even imagine now.
No, I have to mentally prepare myself for a week if I want to go to Gangnam now. Yeah.
No, okay. Gangnam is a trip.
Yeah,
that's
it is.
That's too far for me.
And traffic.
Oh,
you will get stuck.
Hey.
What?
You don't even drive.
I know, but
imagine being stuck in that traffic in a car.
But you don't have to wear a mask when you're stuck in your own car.
I still wear it just in case.
Oh, in your car?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
In your car.
You never know.
Who was in here this week? Me? Oh, shit.
Gotta protect myself from myself. I'm my own worst enemy.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, but like you said before, you said you cancel your plans for me. Mm-hmm. And I don't think self-care is selfish at all because I think growing up, especially in the Asian culture, they tell us to like put our parents first or put our babies first or like put our siblings first or like put family first. But if you're not okay yourself and if you don't take care of yourself first, you can't take care of people around you, right?
Why are you laughing?
She listed all like the family members you could list and she's like, oh, put family first.
Yes, in general, like put family first. But if you're not good, if you're not doing well, then how can you take care of other people? So
true.
Yeah, what you say is right pretty much. I mean, if you can't take care of yourself, you probably don't have the leniency or energy or whatever to take care of other people. So yeah.
Wow, Peniel, killing it today. Great advice.
I'm on a roll. How many quotes?
All right, I feel like a lot of people might be having some questions and concerns related to our topic today too. So this is from Reddit and user BDI89 says, within the last few days after coming back from holiday, I found out my boss promoted someone who's only been there a few months. I've been here 2 years and he was very remorseful about it. I've been let go from a band I was in and broke up with my girlfriend. Now, the first two are almost directly related to my decision to go back to uni full-time this year. However, with both, and especially the latter, even though it was never explicitly said, I feel like my self-absorption was a huge factor. I'm not talking obsessing over myself in grandiose ways. Quite the opposite, more self-loathing on my faults and just being neurotic in general. I work in a helping profession. I am seeing a psychiatrist, involved in music and exercise regularly, yet still I'm circling the drain. What I want to know is what helped you snap out of this fixation slash mindset?
Someone got promoted when he's only been there a few months. And he broke up with his girl. And he's been seeing a psychiatrist, working in a helping profession and involved in music and exercises regularly.
That's good.
Still in a circling drain.
What is a helping profession? Like psychiatrist or something like that?
I think it's really easy to feel like you're in that drain right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is like a situation where it's super, super easy to fall in that.
Yeah. And like letting go of negative thoughts is part of self-care too. But I think it's the hardest to do.
Yeah.
Because it's like I mean, easy.
Yes, you have the best mindset code.
I wish I had your mindset. Yeah. But
it is hard. It's hard. Mm.
But while listening to this, it seems like this person has self-care in his routine, him or her routine.
Yeah, they're trying.
Yeah, seeing a psychiatrist, that's huge. That's really good. Involved in music, you know, having a hobby, exercising. Mm-hmm. That's really good that there's a balance. Mm. I don't know what to say.
Well, they're in a helping profession and I feel like that in itself could be super draining because you're just trying to meet other people's needs the entire time. So that itself is super draining. But hopefully the psychiatrist kind of helps out with that. I think…
This might be super obvious or like one-dimensional. But I would say meditate. You get up in the morning because…
Not
literally like… But like there are many apps that help you meditate these days. And there are some that just play really quiet music in the background. Mm. And there are some that like coaches tell you like, you know, positive things. So you can… only think about that. So I think maybe when you first wake up in the morning, try to meditate and get those negative thoughts out of your head. It might be really hard and it might come back throughout the day. But I think if you do it consistently, like whether it's before you sleep or as soon as you wake up, so you have the whole rest of the day like clear and kind of be able to start off positively. I think meditating might help too.
Yeah. Do you meditate?
Sometimes if I'm like really stressed.
Oh, I've never done it before.
I've never meditated. I don't even know how to meditate.
You just sit there and… I mean, you don't even have to sit. You just sit. You just get into a comfortable position and close your eyes and just try to…
I probably shouldn't meditate then. I think all the comfortable positions for me are very bad for my body.
Like posture. What?
Like the way I like lay down and stuff. I don't think it's a good…
I'm gonna meditate.
Like, yeah, I'm like… I'm probably gonna be like this. Like, alright, time to meditate.
And then go to sleep.
But, you wake up, it's like, oh shoot.
But I think one thing is maybe find a hobby or something that they're like interested in. And I think that might be able to kind of get their mind off of everything too. Mm-hmm. Like for that moment at least, you know?
Mm-hmm. I was gonna say… So I find a… So the second paragraph where he says he's circling in the drain.
Mm-hmm.
He's involved in music. He's doing, you know, what he does on a basis and he's not breaking that routine.
Mm-hmm.
When you feel like you're stuck in that circle and you're just doing the same thing over again, you're going to get lifeless.
Yeah.
And when you get lifeless, I feel like one thing to kind of look back on is kind of go back to the beginning. Like why you started this, where you were trying to go with this and… What the main goal was. I mean, obviously being dropped from the band, going through a breakup isn't, you know, that's gonna keep you in not in the right headspace, especially with the music and you're seeing a psychiatrist for help. But that type of stuff gets better with time, breakups and finding a new, direction from where your band was going since you're not in it anymore is going to get better with time naturally. But when you're in a circle and you feel like you're in the same spot too much, kind of go back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that
helps me.
Or I think for me sometimes when I feel like this, I realize that it's because my life is like so routine.
Yeah,
it's like the same thing over and over.
Yeah.
So try something new.
Yeah, and I think the sentence of the first two are almost directly related to my decision to go back to uni full time next year. I think that will be very helpful to go back to school to learn something new. Yeah. That's a good choice. It might help you snap out of all of these overwhelming things that's happening in your life right now.
Might be a couple cuties in the class too.
Yeah.
Ooh.
True.
You won't even remember your ex. Gonna pass them in the hall. Who the hell is that? I don't even know you.
Yeah, I think you're on the right track. I think it's normal to feel this way. Mm. But the decision to go back to uni, I love that. That's good.
They might already know the answer in the head. They just kind of want reassurance that they're making the right answer.
True.
And sometimes you need that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Hopefully we were a little bit of help.
Good luck.
Hopefully.
Good luck.
Good luck.
You got this.
It happens. That's life. It's okay.
Yeah.
Okay. We have a message from user John Madden. Do you want to read this one?
Wow, it's an essay.
John Madden, like…
We don't get these on the beauty bar.
It's like, what lipstick do you use?
Okay. Hey guys, I've been meditating regularly for 2 to 3 months with 20-minute sessions. Hey, meditating.
Meditating.
Where I breathe and practice being in the moment. Lately, my perfect meditation session suddenly made me cry for some reason. Mm. I did another session that day out of curiosity, and it seems I am very, very tense and bitter because I keep comparing myself to my extremely rich best friend a lot. We grew up together and have known each other since forever. We grew up in a similar environment as equals, but his father suddenly made literally millions of dollars on a well-timed business around 5 years ago. At the same time, my father's company, which I helped in a lot, went bankrupt. So you get the idea. My extremely rich best friend doesn't have to worry about his future, does not feel any pressure, and basically enjoys life in a way I would love to do. But my meditation session made me aware that I am sick of this constant struggle to hustle for money, sick and scared of having to make a decision of my future studies and career, which creates a lot of pressure on me because I have no idea what I'm doing. Through being present and silent, I realized that I really want to be in his place, but I also realized that I cannot, which makes me feel even more miserable. I can't even meditate after this revelation without feeling a sudden burst of negative energy. I don't have any negative feelings towards my friend because he did nothing wrong. I get negative feelings about myself, the position I'm currently in, and the future.
Yo, so at the end of this, he says he didn't have any negative feelings towards his friend, right?
Mm.
But in the beginning… it's affecting him a lot right now.
Yeah, of course. While reading this, sorry.
This can come off a little bit like rough, but when you see that type of stuff, you gotta learn to clap, especially if he's your homie. You have to clap for him, you know what I mean?
Mm.
Your road is your road. Your friend's road is your friend's road. Mm. It's not healthy to compare that shit. Mm. I feel like there's always time. There's always timing in life. And I hear this from everyone that's around me that's rich. Some people had money, lost everything minus more, went hella negative, and then came back. And then there were other people who never had money and boom, they're rich as hell right now. But you know, they're also in the headspace where they're like, oh shoot, like I don't want to lose it. Like I have to, you know, figure out what I… So I feel like it's timing for everyone. Your time obviously hasn't come yet. But I feel like… At the end of the day, you should never compare that with another person that has more than you. Because there might be a day when all of a sudden, boom, you came up on a milli too. And then he's in a negative too. You know what I mean? So I feel like with that, focus on yourself and focus on where you're trying to go. That should never, ever be in your head. Like, oh, but my best friend has money. That should never even come across your head, ever. Mm. If anything, you know, clap for him, you know, commend him for that. But your money is your money. Your bank is your bank. Your pockets are your pockets. You have to figure out how to get that in. You know what I mean? I feel like that's a reality that I also have had to deal with a lot. But it's not healthy. It's not healthy seeing someone that has more and wishing that you were that person. You're you and you should… You know, strive and continue to hustle and make more for yourself and take those baby steps. But never compare. That's the base of your negative energy right now from what I read.
Mm. But also, if your meditation leads you to cry, That's a good thing. I think it's healthy to cry. I cry a lot. And honestly speaking, while reading this, I got pretty emotional because seems very, very similar to what I actually had to go through. And, you know, like your father company going bankrupt. I've gone through that too. And, you know, if you cry it out, you'll feel better and that's you'll true. Be inspired to start something new. Yeah. And yeah, I survived it. And I thought I wouldn't be able to. And I compared myself to so many people because I was in college and I felt like everyone was smarter than me. Everyone was getting a job offer from like the top firms and whatnot.
Yep.
And I kept comparing myself to that, even though I didn't major in the same field that they were getting jobs in. But at the end of the day, you should focus on what you want, how you want your life to look like, and then you'll achieve it. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that makes sense.
It's a consistent battle.
Yeah, it is.
It's really hard to not compare yourself to someone that has more and is doing more and you know that's in a better place than you. But you have to get yourself out of that place.
Yeah. But it must be tough.
If anything, just use them as kind of motivation. Mm. Just be like, oh, okay, I got to get to that spot too.
I'll meet you soon.
Yeah. It's like, hold on a little bit. Just a little longer. I'll be there.
Yeah. I like to ask what they went through. Like when I talk to rich people or people that are feel like a little bit more wealthy than I am, I want to know the behind story.
The behind story?
It's like, dang, like what'd you go through to get there? You know, what are you going through right now to keep it?
I heard… So you know how there's like all those books? It's like… that are supposedly like written by like millionaires or whatever. And there's all like… and you know even on like Clubhouse… there's like… like all those like groups or rooms or whatever. I heard that like… more than half of that stuff it's all fake. Because a lot of times people that got rich… so I mean I'm sure there's a lot of people that actually hustled. They worked their way up and they… you know they got there by themselves. But I heard a lot of times they were just lucky.
Like, I think luck is part of it.
Luck plays a big part.
No, I guess, but like
they just
sometimes
won the lottery?
Yeah, like that. Like sometimes like people just got the lottery. Sometimes like you know, like they just like had like stocks that they forgot about and they just like blew up or something and like stuff like that.
I mean the thing with luck though is if it's pure luck and not a lot of intellect or skill, then you're gonna lose that.
Yeah.
There's so many stories of people winning the lotto, paying their tax, you know, giving it away to here, spending and splurging on themselves, buying a new house. And then the year later, they're like, dude, I have nothing to pay my bills anymore.
Yeah. No, my friend's friend actually, they won the lotto in Korea.
Whoa.
How much did you get?
I think it was like 500K, I think.
Wow.
But then… of course, it's like half of it goes to like tax, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But then they bought a car with… the first thing they bought was a car.
Yeah, that is so dumb.
Which is… yeah.
Because value of cars go down the moment you turn it on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and then I think the next thing they did was like they got a house and it didn't have a down payment. Mm-hmm. And it was just straight up rent. And the rent was like crazy high too. And then like after they lived there… for like… they signed like a 1-year deal there, I think. And then they couldn't pay like halfway into the thing. So then they sold the car to pay the rest, like remaining like…
see, that's what happens.
And then now they're back to nothing.
Yeah.
But let me tell you, Mr. John Madden. If you build your intellect and skill and take the slow route… whatever money that comes up from at the end of that goal… you're going to learn how to keep it.
You know, in Korea it's pretty taboo to talk about… like mental health, I feel like.
Yeah.
They don't really focus too much on mental health. But I did hear that a lot of companies are getting… because you know, in Korea it's very taboo to kind of have to visit a doctor's for a mental illness or something.
Yeah. It just doesn't look good.
Yeah, it's very looked down upon. I heard a lot of times they go to clinics and they ask the doctors to not even put it on the record and stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, what I did hear… I don't know if this is true, but I heard a lot of, like, entertainment companies… because they don't want it on the record and stuff… they're getting, like, private psychiatrists or whatever, like, for the company so that, you know, like the artist can go and talk freely to like the company psychiatrist if they want and it won't go on record and stuff. I don't know if it's true, but I did hear. So if that's the case, then I feel like they are trying to step up their game. So hopefully that's true.
We had one of those. We had a like a psychiatrist.
Like an in-company like
psychiatrist. Yeah, come to the company and just like help us out. And help with like our teamwork too. But then at the same time, I couldn't really get personal because at the back of my mind, I worried that she might tell
the company.
Like, the company.
Right,
like, even though you're not legally supposed to.
Yeah,
I was like, what if because she was hired by our CEO, what if he's like, tell me what she said. Like, what did she do?
I'm gonna cut your like, paycheck.
Yeah, so like, it just I was kind of paranoid about that. So I couldn't get fully honest.
Yeah.
But I think in terms of like teamwork and having a session where we could just get honest and talk to each other truthfully, I think that helped with the teamwork.
Okay. That's good. That's good.
But like mentally, I couldn't let everything out.
Yeah. That's,
but I mean, it's better than nothing.
It's better than nothing for sure. Yeah. I do get that though. It's like, because technically the company is the one that's putting the money into their pocket. So it's like, what if they do tell the company? So I heard there's like online psychiatrist things that you could sign up for now too. Like you could go anonymously.
BetterHelp.
Right? What is that?
Oh, is it? It is.
BetterHelp is actually, you know,
hey.
you guys heard before BetterHelp.
Oh, yeah, our sponsor. I knew
what
that was. I
heard that before.
So,
a lot of people have been doing it actually.
So maybe even do that. But yeah, just don't think of it as like something taboo. It's like a lot of people go through it. I do feel like it's definitely gotten better than like 10 years ago or whatever. So it's a slow progress, but at least there's progress.
Yeah, and at least Idol members can take time off of promotions now. Like saying that they have anxiety or they have they're going through something. Because before, we never heard of that.
No matter what you
were going through mentally, you had to be on stage. You had to perform. You had to do everything you had to do. But these days, you see a lot of members like, oh, she's going to be on on a hiatus to overcome her like anxiety problems and stuff. So I think… It is getting better.
Yeah, for sure. It's getting better.
We can thank the fans for that.
Because
if it wasn't for the fans saying, let him rest, then honestly…
Yeah, for sure.
So at the end of the day, it's producer and product. We're the product and, you know, the company is the producer and they have to supply for the consumers. And,
Supply and demand.
Thank you for demanding us. And demanding us in a healthy state too.
Yes.
All right, guys. It's time to wrap up the show. I hope you guys take some time to care for yourself. It is not selfish. And thank you, Joan, for joining us today.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
Is there anything you want to say?
Oh, yes. Every Wednesday, we have a show at the Dive Studios called The Beauty Bar.
The Beauty Bar.
Talk about self-care a lot on there.
Self-care. Oh, that's why we talked about
guys.
It today.
So please check out our show. It's really fun. Stephanie Makova and I, we share all the tips and tricks that we've learned while living in Korea. And yeah, I'll stop talking. Listen to our show.
Yeah, if you guys have any questions for them, you can leave them on the…
Yeah, I want this on our message board too. We get like two sentences. Come on. Like I want to read. Yeah.
Hey. We started off with two sentences too, all right? You gotta
work your way up.
Hey. Don't compare yourself to other people, all right?
Don't get ahead of yourself, Junior. Don't get ahead of yourself.
Really emotional reading this.
Hey,
you didn't know about Dive Studios hierarchy?
Hey, yeah. Calm
right,
your horses.
All right.
I'm totally kidding.
All right, guys. Stay updated on the show. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter at The Dive Studios. And look forward to the full episode on youtube.com/divepods. Once again, thank you guys, and we'll see you in the next episode. Bye.
Beauty
bar.
Have
five stars.
Bar of beauty. Do you guys actually drink?